You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Soundtrack of Your Life. It's around 4:03 p.m. and I've got a guest here. Scott, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hey guys, I am Scott. I am a first year here at Tufts University, and I'm here to play some songs from my life. Starting out with my younger years, let's say elementary school. This was kind of when the iPod was in its heyday. Yeah, so I guess, should we just get started?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, so this first one is Such Great Heights by the Postal Service. I think this might be the first song I remember hearing.
Huh.
Or at least the first song I remember really listening to.
Hmm.
Yeah, my mom would always play this around the house. She'd kind of dance to it a little awkwardly, but I guess so did I. So yeah.
It's fine.
The postal service.
I danced to far weirder things. This song actually for me was like more in like my middle school years. And I was talking to Scott about this earlier, how it's really interesting how Scott grew up on the West Coast and I grew up here on the East Coast. And like one of the things that I noticed is that, I don't know, you were brought up on more like current music.
Yeah.
Right? Around the time you, because like this had just come out around like time you were little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this 2003, I think. Yeah.
But I was like brought up on like classic rock and stuff.
Yeah. No, my brother was really into classic rock, but yeah, now that I think about it, it's kind of surprising how my parents listened to a lot more current music, or at least music from like the later 90s or 80s.
Mm.
A lot of 80s music, I guess. Because those were their college years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely noticed that I'm far less in touch with music pre-90s than I am with like music post-2005.
Very interesting. Yeah. All right, well, here we go with some Postal Service. Thank you. That was Such Great Heights by the Postal Service. And Scott, do you want to talk about this next song?
Yeah, I won't talk about every song just for the sake of time, but this one, also from my childhood, my dad listened to a lot of Pink Martini around the house, particularly when cooking or grilling. So I don't know why, but this is kind of forever shaped the kind of music I listen to in cooking, which has always been a hobby of mine.
Interesting.
It's definitely, it's not eclectic per se, but it's definitely not like anything else I would typically listen to. This next one, Let's Never Stop Falling in Love. I would always joke with my dad because the beginning always comes on much louder than most of their other songs. So I always remember hearing this and immediately just like running into the pantry to turn down the music. So yeah, anyway, here is Pink Martini with Let's Never Stop Falling in Love.
So I've actually never heard of Pink Martini. And before we start playing, like, I'm just curious, how does it go with the food? Do you think it makes the food better or...
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. Like,
or is it a good seasoning?
Yeah, like the experience of cooking for me has always been a very personal and kind of almost therapeutic thing. So this music, like she sings a lot in French and in other languages. And it reminds me a lot of like Paris, or at least like, it has kind of like a European feel to it. You'll see what I mean when like playing it.
But,
I don't know. I really like her voice. It's really, really full. It's really robust.
Well, I think we'll see how it sounds.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a go, Scott.
Go for it.
Thank you. kids out of their coats, but wait, the babies haven't been born. Oh, 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 oh. Unpacking the bags and setting up and planting lilacs and buttercups. Oh, 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 oh. But in the meantime, I got it hard. Second floor living without a yard. It may be years until the day my dreams will match up with my pay.
And that was Feist with Mushaboom off of her debut album, Let It Die. Another song that my dad and I would always listen. My dad listened to the album, but I got obsessed with this song and its music video. I don't know why. I think it was right when I started like being able to use the internet more. So I just remember going on YouTube and just being like, nice. This is a really cool music video. Yeah, anyway, definitely now time for a change of pace going into my middle school years.
Hey, I don't want to play this.
No, you have to. come on. Vance played some pretty miserable stuff last week. Come on.
It wasn't this bad. It wasn't Lady Gaga.
Okay, well, this next song is Alejandro off of Lady Gaga's The Fame Monster, which I think is a genuinely well-crafted album.
Okay.
This is a really well-crafted song. She, like, I would make the argument that she and Beyonce are definitely the two most talented and quintessential, like, pop songs or pop artists of our time, or at least of, like, my current generation.
Mm.
And, like, this album in particular solidified that for me.
Okay.
So, yeah, Alejandro by Lady Gaga.
Here we go.
that we are young, and I know that you may love me, but I just can't be with you like this anymore. Alejandro.
And now for a public service announcement.
Yeah, so there are many social networking
websites. You need, Scott, you need to read into the mic.
There are many social, I'm so sorry. I'm not used to this. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's lives. It's matchingdonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die every day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Education Radio.
Thank you, Scott. Do you wanna tell us about the next song now that we got Lady Gaga out of the way?
Thank you.
She does have a very good voice. I will give her that.
She does, and she knows how to perform. I don't want to punctuate all this music with commentary, but this next song has a lot of sentimentality attached to it. This is Flightless Bird, American Mouth by Iron and Wine. My best friend in the world, Lauren, and I would listen to this song in middle school, and remember we would slow dance to it, or like she wanted to slow dance with me to it, but I kind of walked outside without realizing she'd wanted to, and so she got really upset. And like from that on, like we were kind of became best friends. And we've always joked how we want this to be like the first dance at our respective weddings. This is Iron and Wine with Flightless Bird, American Mouth.
Lost you.
Thank you.
All right, that was just Bon Iver with Towers, followed by James Blake featuring Bon Iver on Fall Creek Boys Choir. Those songs were definitely kind of quintessential to my seventh grade year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely kind of seventh grade, I think, 2011. Yeah. Yeah, those are definitely two of my favorite songs. And Fall Creek Boys Choir was definitely among like the weirder songs that I listened to, but I was also a very weird kid back then.
Yeah.
Anyway, like now we're moving towards like eighth grade into early high school years. Got some Sleigh Bells and Beach House coming up, but for now here is Steve McQueen by M83.
So your comment there means that you're not weird now.
What?
You said you were weird.
I mean I'm still
weird. You're still pretty weird.
Yeah. I'm continuously weird, but
here's M83.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. What were we just playing? That was Steve McQueen by M83. Then Demons by Sleigh Bells. Saw them live. They killed it with that song. Mm. And then that was Beach House with Lazuli. When that album came out, Bloom, in 2012, I had been looking forward to it a lot. And it was released, like, the day before I was coming back. I was in China, and I was coming back from China the day after they released it. And I just listened to the album straight through, like, three times until I just, like, fell asleep. So, good memories with that. Okay. All right, coming up, we have what might be my favorite band of all time. Maybe Local Natives. Hummingbird was pretty much all I listened to second semester freshman year and pretty much all of high school, or like at least it turned into like one I would constantly revisit. So yeah, this is You and I by Local Natives.
You and I,
4:56. Thank you for listening to Soundtrack of Your Life. Be here again next week. And Scott, did you want to say a few words?
Thank you so much for having me in the show, Dan. I really enjoyed this and had such a hard time putting this playlist together.
And I've really enjoyed having you on the show. Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, I definitely want to have a show next semester. All right. Yeah, to wrap things up, this next song is off of her, fourth album? Puberty 2 is the album by Mitski. I'm going to close with one of my most recent favorites, A Burning Hill. I don't know, this song really like resonates with me emotionally. And yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Beckett Morris for listening in and calling in. Love you. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you guys enjoy the music and stay tuned because next semester I hope to be back here more than just once.
All right.
So yeah, thank you so much.
And have a good night. Watching it.